from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. And very pleased, as we are, this is like an annual tradition at this point, when we are joined by the voice of the Clemson Tigers, Mr. Don Muntz, sits down with us at the table. What's up, big fella?
I'm glad that I can be an annual tradition. I'm very proud of that fact. Now, I just hope that it continues annually for a long period of time, my friend.
So you and
I'm
me
not
both.
Done yet.
You and me both, my man. Although it's interesting, because I'll tell you what the scallywag down here in Radio Pit has been. Folks are nervous about this conference. Now, I know that we're going to talk some football, but can I just get your thoughts on everything that's going on? Obviously, being a part of the university that is kind of in the midst of the fire of
sure.
all this with Clemson, with the lawsuits and everything, can I just ask for your general sense on where Clemson is, where this whole expansion situation is, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, first and foremost, I will tell you that whatever is going to happen in college football, and I still think we're a little bit of ways from really knowing what's going to happen. But like 5 years from now, no matter what has happened, because there's going to be a reshuffling. 5 years from now, if you and I are sitting at this table, which I'm planning on doing, all right, there will be an annual event still in 5 years.
Fingers crossed, bud.
That it'll be interesting to see how it has all played out. But I can tell you, no matter how it has played out, Clemson will be a part of the upper echelon of the sport in college football. So that part of it doesn't concern me at all. But I'm just like you. There is some uncertainness. But you know what? Uncertainty can be a bad thing, or you can use it as a positive. And so I think what Clemson has done is been able, the powers that be, the leader in Graham Neff, is that, yes, there is a lot of questions. But I love the way that he has approached going about doing what Clemson is doing and trying to find out exactly what are their opportunities, not only inside this league, but possibly outside the league. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I have been telling folks for a while, especially when folks are talking about being nervous and apprehensive about what's next. At the end of the day, college football is college football. We all love it. We're not going to stop watching them run down the hill. We're not going to stop tailgating outside Death Valley. We're not going to stop doing these things. I understand the apprehension, Don. But there are things that make college football special to all of us,
no
and those aren't
doubt.
Going anywhere.
No, no doubt. The pageantry is still always going to be there. I know that people don't like the fact that what's happening now with players being paid, that they don't like that it's becoming more of a professional brand of what. But you know what? To me, that is the fault of the powers that be, that because they had an opportunity to do things years ago, probably do it the way that it should have been done, and included the student athlete much more so than they did. But because they ostracized them, they came back to haunt them. So that goes back to leadership. And so hopefully right now what we have is the leadership that is within not just football but in all sports, that it understands maybe what the landscape actually is, and let's start doing the right things in the sport.
Don Munson, voice of the Tigers here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Speaking of leadership, let's talk about Dabo Swinney here for just a minute. And I'll be candid with you, this is what I've been saying. This feels like a referendum year. The horse has been beaten to the ground about Clemson being one of three teams, the other two being academies
right.
with no portal players. And my thought has been, listen, I think Dabo Swinney has more than earned the right to run this program the way that he sees fit. I also think fans have the right, if it doesn't go to meet the Clemson standard this year, to start maybe having a bit of a conversation. And obviously, Dabo Swinney bringing multiple rings to Clemson, to me, like I said, has free reign to run it how he wants. But does it feel like there's a little additional pressure on this season, more so than maybe the last one or two?
I would say from the outside that that's probably a correct statement that there is. But I would say inside the program, no. That they feel like that they're going about and doing things the way they feel like it can be successful. I think what people fail to realize is that as far as just turnover on the roster the last several years, there hasn't been a tremendous turnover of the roster. There just has not been. Players have elected to come back and finish out a fourth or even fifth, six-year thanks to COVID. And so because of that, that has been their transfer portal. So now when COVID is done, and this is the last year that you'll have the COVID, so then going forward, how is it going to play out? Of course, going forward, they may have 105 scholarships, and there'll be no walk-on players. There'll be 105 guys. And Coach Swinney has already been quoted here today, you know, talking about, you let us go to 105 scholarships. You think that the transfer portal was active then, wait till you see what it's going to be. And he's right. It is going to be active. But I kind of like the way that he's gone about doing it. I like the development of players. I like the development of the program and doing it that way. And I think that I think this year that Coach Swinney is going to show that, you know what, his way is a way that can be – it's not the only way, but it is a way that can be successful.
It's interesting, Don Munson, because you look at what Mike Norvell's been doing down there at Florida
right.
State. This is a team that has lived in the portal, had obviously great success with it last year winning the division. So you've kind of got two programs that are doing the exact opposite in terms of the end of the spectrum on where they rely, and yet here they are being voted one and two, pick your poison, to go to the ACC championship in December.
You know, it's interesting, Rob, because I think that a lot of people will sit back and they'll say, you know, well, this is all brand new to the game. Let me take you back to 1976, okay? You weren't even born yet. All
I don't
right?
know if my parents had met yet, Don.
All right. So 1976, I'm 14. But 1976 was the first year college football goes to 105 scholarships. Prior to that, there had not been a limit on your roster size. So that means in the old days, Bear Bryant, he may have 200 guys on scholarship. Now, was he going to play 200 guys? No, he wasn't. But and then were guys going to transfer out? Probably not, because they had to sit out a year. There was also a punishment for sitting out a year. Jackie Sherrill in 1976, his signing class was 73 players. Now, that was the class that brought Tony Dorsett. That was the class that Tony Dorsett was part of. You know, and so you take a look at that, they eventually won a national championship. That was the way that it was then. So it's not that big. You know, we go back to, people talk about super conferences. Go back and study the history of the Southern Conference. In the 1920s, it was 24 teams. There was already a super conference. It had already proven itself out. So I think a lot of people think that this stuff is new. It's not, and it becomes secular. Is what it does, and so I think that's the part that all of us have to kind of realize is what part of the circle are we in right now? Are we at the top of the circle? Are we at the bottom of the circle? Are we on the side of the circle? We're somewhere on the circle. We just got to figure out where we are.
Don Munson, voice of the Clemson Tigers, here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Up. Say, all right, now let's get to the fun part. Let's talk some football. Let's start with Cade Klubnik. I'm looking forward to talk to this young man. I've had the opportunity to interview him a couple of times. Hard guy not to root for.
Sure.
Got that. One of my friends earlier described him as big golden retriever energy, and he does. He kind of has that energy to him that makes guys, I think, want to connect. But obviously the discussion has been about development and his ability to enhance his game and be ready to go this year. Can you give us some clues into the mentality of Cade Klubnik, the development this offseason as far as getting prepared for what does feel like a higher pressure season for him and the Tigers?
Yeah, it's funny you said there's my 2-year-old golden,
there's the old golden retriever.
Yeah, golden retriever right there, Gracie, that we have. And believe me, there's plenty of energy and there's plenty of power that is, and you're right. He is something that, and I think that, you know, you go back to last year and people complaining about Klubnik, and then the people that they're complaining and trying to compare him to have been guys that have been...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
What's that pick number one?
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Checking up under center and starting at programs for 3, sometimes 4 years. Now, not always at the same program, but have at least have 3 or 4 years of playing experience and starting experience under their belt. But, you know, that wasn't Cade. So now as Cade moves into year number 2 as a starting quarterback, you expect improvement. You expect improvement when he starts year number 3 and hopefully year number 4 as well. So we're watching a young man grow up in front of us, and I think that he has made really good strides going into the season. And I think that the pieces of the puzzle, again, we've talked a little bit about that, the pieces of the puzzle around him are better. I mean, they just are. And offensive line is going to be better. I think just having one running back really behind you for probably 75 or 80% of the time in Maffa is going to make things easier for him. And I also think that, you know, defensively, Clemson was pretty stout last year, but I think they're going to be really, really good this year. And I know that offensively that you're going to have to score necessarily a ton of points. You better score at least 25 every game, right? If you go back and you just look at last year, had Clemson been able to, in regulation, just been able to score 25 points in every game, I think that they would have been 10-2. Well, 10-2 is woefully different than going 9-4. It just is. If you're able to do those things, and I think that that's where Klubnik can take this offense, it's where he wants to take the offense, and it's certainly where Coach Sweeney expects the offense to go. Clemson also, yards per attempt, yards per play, those numbers have definitely have to come up if you're going to compete at the highest level, which is where Clemson wants to be.
Speaking of the highest level, and I do want to circle back around and talk about Phil Maffa and this offensive wide receiver core, but that game won against Georgia, I've said a couple of times, I can't remember the last time Clemson was not just a dog, but a double-digit dog. That's a real good Georgia team.
Alabama, though. 2018.
And that was it. So that game, I've heard a lot of people talking about, it's less about a win or loss and more about giving Clemson the opportunity to identify themselves, to say this is the type of team we are, facing adversity, facing a great team, this is who we are. And that's not to say Clemson can't win the game, but I think it is an opportunity to establish what the identity of this team is out of the gate. What is your hope to see out of Clemson? What do you want to see in that first game against Georgia?
Oh, I just want to see them go out and compete. I just want this team to go out and be able to be toe-to-toe with Georgia, because if they're toe-to-toe with Georgia, then the rest of the season shouldn't be a problem. And I think that will benefit them then come towards the end of the season as well. And I also want to see them beat Georgia. I think this is it, because the Clemson team that can win against Georgia. Georgia's got a lot of pieces of the puzzle now they have to play. Now they got a great quarterback that's returning, and that helps. Defensively, they're going to be really good, but they've lost some pieces over there just like Clemson has. But, you know, I want to see them go out to compete. I'd love to see them be able to win a close game and act probably, you know what I'd really like to see them do it, is win it close with a special teams play, having a field goal kicker knock one through the pipes at the gun or something like that, or right at the end, because I think that would also give the entire team just a big, big boost from there. People have not talked about special teams with Clemson. Kicking game, particularly field goal kicking and extra points, is going to be a big part for Clemson's success or non-success this year.
Tom Munson, voice of the Clemson Tigers, here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Talk to me about Phil Moffa. We saw his, whatever you want to call it, explosion in the bowl game. And I've heard nothing but good things. At media to open house a couple of weeks ago, Dabo went on about him, and he should. We've seen this kid be able to run with power. We've seen him be able to turn up an angle when he needs to. Now it's just a matter of, can you be that number one guy? Can he be that number one guy?
Yeah, I think that he can. What, he only had 97 carries, I think, all of last year. That's going to double for him. I mean, he's going to probably get 180 carries. 160 to 180 carries would be my guess. So, and he almost rushed for 1,000 yards last year on just the 97. So, I think that he can be a guy that could, I mean, if things go really, really well for Moffa, I could see him being in Heisman, you know, kind of competition. Because if they go well for Moffa, it's going to go well for Clemson. I mean, it just is. Those two are going to go hand in hand. But Moffa can be the difference maker, not only in this league, but I think he can be a difference maker on a national scene. Really excited about what he brings. But there has to be somebody that comes behind him. It just can't be just a one pony show. That stable has got to come with two or three other guys that can step up. August is going to be big for that. Not going to say the Georgia game is going to be big for that. We'll get a taste a little bit, but then as you work your way through the rest of the month of September, there has to be another back or two that steps up.
Talk to me about this wide receiver unit, because this is one that has been, you know, had a number of years where Clemson was in the running for wide receiver U.
Sure.
And had a lot of youth come through there, some guys that maybe didn't develop the way you wanted to. What are you looking for out of the wide receiver unit that's going to be helping out Cade Klubnik this year?
Well, everybody certainly is excited about the two freshmen that have stepped on campus. We've had one that's been here since January, obviously one that just enrolled in TJ. So you got to figure out what's their impact going to be. Then you have to go back and what's returning? Got two guys that are coming off of injury and Turner and Williams that are both coming back. Both those guys have to perform at a high level. Both of those guys have to stay healthy, have to stay on the field. The best ability is availability. So you've got to be able to do that. And then I think that Kay just has to get comfortable with what he is in the pocket. And making reads that are, you know, that are the first and foremost that are the proper read. There are some things that are just given in Garrett Riley's offense. And sometimes you have to take that. There are other times where maybe you maybe have to force something. I don't think that Clemson is going to be – I think that Clemson will have more big play strike ability and more downfield strike ability this year. But I don't think it just all comes from the wide receivers. I think that Brenningstuhl is a guy that features in that. And I think that Brenningstuhl at tight end, you can call him a wide receiver because he's really kind of a mix of the two. But I think that Brenningstuhl has the opportunity to be dynamic in this offense, which is different than where he was last year. I think he has a chance to make a big step forward. And, boy, if he does become dynamic, then that creates all kinds of problems for defensive coordinators.
All right, last one, and we'll let you continue this car wash that you're on, hitting every table. I've said to Clemson fans on the show the last couple of months, I want them to define success, because I think the end of this year is a good opportunity to say we met or we did not meet. And
sure,
Obviously success is a subjective measurement. So to Don Munson, this season will be considered successful if fill in the blank.
Oh, you know, I think, you know, from a, I think that all of us would agree this season will be a success if Clemson, The high water mark, obviously, is winning all. But I would probably think that probably the most people, it's a success if they make the playoffs, to be honest with you. You've got to be one of 12 teams to make the playoffs. That's the expectation that Coach Sweeney has for the program, for the team, for himself and the staff. So I don't know why that shouldn't be all of our expectations. See if they can't make it to the playoffs. Well, you'd love to see them win a game. Obviously, you want to play for it all. That's the ultimate, is to go and play for it all. You know, when you're playing for it all four times in 5 years, you get used to that. You maybe take it a little bit for granted. I think that all of us have learned it wasn't as easy as maybe we all thought that it is difficult. But, boy, it sure would be fun again, once again, to have an opportunity to bring a golden scepter back to Clemson.
Don Munson is the voice of the Clemson Tigers here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Man, I know you're busy at media days, and I know with just a couple of weeks till the season started, that's not going to get easier on you. But when you're ready to go play some golf, you let me know.
Oh, I'm in. My motto, Rob, is have clubs, will travel. There's still some golf in my future before it all gets said and done.
Let's book it. Let's make it happen. Don, thank you very much, my man.
All right.
Don Munson, voice of the Clemson Tigers, here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.